Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my friends. This is Mara, and welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. What a pleasure it is to do this show this morning. I have to tell you, today I am caught up in mindfulness of a very different nature than being connected to the universe. I find that all I can do is try to stop my mind from thinking about things that are meaningless, things that would take me away from trusting God, to trusting March. Scary Thought. That's my name in another life. It seems like I have a spiritual life where I'm Mara, and then I have this life where I live where everybody calls me Marge. I love Mara, and I love Marge too. I'm happy with both names. But today, my mind is consumed with thoughts about why I should do what my mind says instead of doing what my intuition says. And I actually sat here for the last 5 minutes looking at the switchboard, anxious for the opportunity for this program to begin and to reunite with the universe through meditation and with all of you, the energy that you bring to this program. The numbers of people who are listening to this program live are growing on a daily basis, and I'm in awe. That has nothing to do with me and everything to do with our recognizing each other and coming together in spirit to create a band of love going all directions encasing this planet, helping people feel safe and protected by our actions so that they feel safe to treat someone else in the same way. And as that safety, that feeling of comfort in being love moves around, we're going to see a cataclysmic change. But for today, my human side was in control. I was watching the clock, anxious to join with your energy and also to begin this moment, to come to this appointed time with God and you. I could go into the drama of it, but I've come to know that when you give life to your human fears, your human concerns, and you fail to recognize that there really is no need and everything works out just the way it's supposed to. When you give life with your words by talking about the particulars of what's got you off course, you go further off course. Instead, I have a practice, and before we begin our guided meditation, I'm going to share that with you. I recognize, we all recognize, I'm not unique. We all recognize when there's a thought coming through our mind, whether it's about someone we love or loved or someone we want to love, or our job or our money, whatever it is, when those thoughts start coming down the pike, they whisk around, moving, and we feel them. We feel that it's coming into our head, and we give ourselves permission, yes, permission, to think the thought. We give ourselves permission to allow that thought to start moving in more actively and consume our thinking. And so I don't. Instead, when I feel that thought coming, I begin a process of thinking, okay, you know what? I'm giving this to the universe. I'm trusting God to give me what I need. I'm trusting God to keep me safe. I'm trusting God to keep me on course. And I don't trust my humanity, my fears, because my fears do not take me to good places. So this morning, as my fears were starting to make me want to think about the human aspects of my life, I was so blessed to know that you were all waiting out there for me. and that I could join with you, and together in this appointment with God, we can bring ourselves up and combine and begin to recognize our divine nature. When we use the word namaste, it's a very, very, very old word, and it means I salute your inner divinity. It's very similar to what Christians use when they refer to each other as brothers and sisters. The Muslims refer to each other as brothers and sisters. Shalom is saluting someone's inner divinity by wishing them peace. Peace be with you is a salute to the person's inner divinity. And what's wonderful about that little English phrase, which, by the way, is also used by Muslims, is when you say to someone, peace be with you. Oh, my heart is just welling up. My heart chakra just glistened at that, those words. And someone says, and also with you, or peace be with you. Oh, my. Oh, my. That moment sparkles because you have reached a kindred spirit that recognizes our inner divinity, our connection one to the other. Namaste, my friends. Namaste. As we've been working on our meditation practices and working on getting to know each other, recognizing each other's energy in the universe, each time we reach out our hands, I can feel each and every one of you as you connect. And I can feel the number of people growing day by day. And I see it in the statistics. They give you statistics, but I feel it. I feel it not just because of those of you who listen. I feel it because of how those of you who listen are treating those you meet during the day. I feel the pocket of love growing and expanding beyond the limits that our humanity has placed it in. And today's program is really going to be about a passage that when I wrote it with God, I had a little bit of a difficult time understanding exactly how I was supposed to put it out there. And so it wasn't a first draft kind of thing. And so I would put it together and I would sense, no, and go back and put it together. And yet what's amazing is after I got this finished, I started coming across books written by phenomenal messengers that just make me stay in awe and go, oh my goodness, what a wonderful blessing to have that person walking this planet at exactly the same moment as I am. Ah. And I read, and I read Neil Donald Walsh's. I've read, well, all the way up through Communion with God. So today I'm going to recommend a book. Rush out there. Get Communion with God and read it. It will remind you of your inner divinity. It will remind you of everything that God put down on the pages that I have published under my name. Oh, I almost feel like I should hide my face in saying that. But it will remind you of your value. Or start with Conversations with God, Book 1. That's not your style. That's okay. Go get Don Miguel Ruiz's 4 Agreements. Read that book. Read that book. It will remind you of everything that you will come to see are in these 26 simple passages. 26 simple statements that if we take the time to look at every day, we will feel unified with God. We will feel connected, and we will remember that we are God's child. And then that gives us the challenge that is presented by this passage that took such effort to write so few words. I'm amazed at the people who write books and books and books, pages and pages, so few words. But that passage is a challenge to each and every one of us to remember our inner divinity. And in the process of remembering that, act like it. When I was a child, there was someone who said something that really shook me. It was probably one of those camp-type meetings, although it was at a camp-type church, very evangelical, and they said, "What would Jesus think if he came back and saw you acting as you act today?" I think this passage takes it a little bit higher. Are you acting in sync with your divine nature? So let's have our opening meditation and then get to the passage. Thank you all for being here. I am truly blessed by your presence. Namaste. Now, let us reach out today, and just as yesterday we were a little bit closer together, today we are closer still. So our arms are still outreached, not quite at our side, but the person's hand is joining ours gently. There's not a far reach. And as they do, I want you to feel the electronic energy of that connection, of connecting, holding hands across the universe, through the internet, with your divine brother or sister. Hold that person's hand for a moment and just relish that spark of energy that is coursing through your body. Think, before we begin this meditation process, I am part of God. I am a divine being. And right now, I am reaching out to connect with other divine beings. And together, we are creating a circle of love going in all directions around this planet. And in that process, we are sending love to all. Divine One, today I relish your presence in my life. I thank you for bringing me to this place where I am currently linked with kindred spirits. I feel their power and energy, their divinity coursing through my body, and I am more because I am here with them. Together, we are sending out love to all those in the universe, those who are in need, those whom we believe are worthy, and those whom we believe are not. We are inviting everyone to remember that we are connected one to the other, and that the lesser among us, those in the greatest need, both spiritually, monetarily, or I guess that's economically, and politically, are one with us. We send them love. We send them hope. We send them the promise that love will make a difference. Every morning you have me coursing through my mind all we are saying is give peace a chance. It is something that our species has never done. We have never tried to reach out to one another in love, to look at each other and see the child who was taught a painful lesson that causes them to be full of rage, to want to harm, to believe there is not enough. As you said in South Pacific, it takes a long time to teach someone to hate. Let us pray today together that through our actions, through our deeds, and through our joining together in the circle of love around this planet, that we can shorten the time it takes to teach people to dare, to risk, to try to reach out in love. And that we can begin teaching our children love, not conditional love, but open, embracing love. That we can begin quelling the disease, the chaos, the pain and suffering on this planet, one person at a time, each one of us teaching others, until we depart from each other saying always, let peace be with you. And we hear back, and also with you. Today's passage is passage 8 in my book. It is entitled, Heal Those You Touch with Your Kindness. Reach out in kindness and caring to all. The needy are not always visible. Your touch, your thoughtful word, your taking time to listen opens the door to hope that tomorrow those you touch, those to whom you speak, and those to whom you listen will touch, speak, and listen. It is easier to believe in the value of your intervention when someone believes enough in you to intervene. Wow. I think the thing about this passage that probably touches my heart the most is it is a reminder that time I spend filling myself with expectations for others is wasted time. Time I spend determining how someone else should look, should talk, should be, is wasted time. The only time over which I have power is the time I spend doing what I do. And I can just, as the title says, reach out in kindness to all. Or I can reach out full of agitation, malaise, dis-ease, chaos, and in the process add to those components of our lives. Imagine for a moment as you move into your meditation this morning, a world where we have given peace a chance. We've talked about visualization. We've talked about breathing. Now today you'll notice that I put your breathing off. I'll bet you most of you took your 3 deep breaths and got into meditative pose. But I put it off because today we are going to do a giant common experiment in meditation, here and now. Let us take 3 deep breaths, pulling the air from our feet as we've talked about. Let's pull it up, and today I want you to see the red color of your base chakra shining as you scoot past it with your air. I want you to move next to the orange of your sacral chakra, moving, let it pulse, let it bright, light up your solar plexus. Have your heart ignite with color, green, green, green. Blue of your throat chakra should be astounding right now. Move past your crown chakra and the deep violet, and then let's move to the lilac, clear light of the crown chakra. Now blow out all of the negative energy, all of the disease that is in your life. One more breath, this time in silence. And a final breath. At this point, your chakras are alive. They are bright, they are luminescent, and you are lined up. And now let us join all of our thoughts, all of our energy. Let us envision a world together. A common visualization, a world where everyone treats each other in peace. A world where everyone recognizes that other people make mistakes, and so do I. Where mistakes are judged not against a standard of perfection, but against a recognition that human beings do not need to be perfect to be loved. Let's combine all of our thoughts, visualizing that world. And when you find your mind drifting away to different topics as I turn on this music, I want you to think, I am loved. I am love. I am enough. I am part of Allah. I want you to remember when God said, I am that, He was talking about you. Now imagine a world where everyone believed that God loved them, where everyone believed that the Great Spirit was standing beside them ready to work with them to make their day one of peace and love, where everyone recognized they were not alone, but all one. A blessed world. Together, let's join our minds in a visualization of that as we listen to True Self by Diasil. Once again, there may be a slow startup. It's worth waiting. Trust me. And I send namaste to you, my friends. May peace be with you as we join our thoughts together. I'll see you in the universe as we energetically link. I'm having computer issues as we're moving to DSL. So let's just keep in visualizing us working together to be one with God. Let's thank the universe for showing that you don't have to be perfect. As I'm here live on the radio, we are all, each and every one of us, live in life. We are live in life, and it's okay. Let me see if I've lost my switchboard. We may not be going to DSL. We may instead, based on the universe's expectation, be here together, and that's good. We're live in life, and we don't have to do it perfectly. We just have to remember that no matter what happens, God is with us. We get a new chance the next moment, and all is well. There's a beautiful Georgian chant, and it reads, "All is well, and all is well, and all manner of things will be well." It leads us, if you say it three times, to the ultimate realization that everything is just the way it should be in order for us to be exactly who we are. Sometimes we teach people how to reach and be their highest selves in peace, and sometimes they teach us. We're actors here together on a cyclical journey, reaching out, learning lessons on stepping past disease, stepping past chaos, stepping past disorder to be our highest selves. Sometimes we make it, and we are the teachers, or we are the student, because someone else has provided us an opportunity to demonstrate our highest self. There are times when we show our lowest self, and then we are the teacher, showing someone how to reach to be their highest self, in exactly the same way as we are the teacher. When we demonstrate being our highest self, it's a circle. And now to True Self by DSL. Namaste. Namaste.